When Father Mike and I were talking a few months ago about coming back to St. Ignatius after my ordination, I don't think I knew what I was getting into. Today, we celebrate the Most Holy Trinity. And all of our readings today allude in some way to how God is one, yet a trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's been called before the Rubik's Cube of Catholic doctrines. So thanks, Father Mike.
Better you than me.
It's like the Rubik's Cube because for most of us, it is very complex to grasp. Even some of the most brilliant minds of the church, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, all have said that what they have written about the Most Holy Trinity is a drop in the ocean of what this doctrine is actually about. So what I am going to say about the Trinity as a young, actually an infant, a baby priest, pales in comparison to what the Trinity actually is. But here goes. After 6 years at the seminary and hours of study, the conclusion about the Trinity is this. There are four relations, three persons, two processions, one God, and zero understanding. At least that was the joke in Trinity class at the seminary. But our not understanding doesn't mean that it's not important for our lives. In fact, the church calls the mystery of the Holy Trinity the central mystery of the Christian life and Christian faith. That means it not only has something to do with our lives, but it has everything to do with our lives, our entire lives, even our eternal lives with God in heaven. And I don't know about you, but if I'm going to spend eternity with someone, I'd like to know a little bit about who they are. And this is what the doctrine of the Trinity helps us with. When I was a kid, I would try to imagine what eternity with God would look like in heaven. Now, don't get me wrong, I still think about this every once in a while. But my impression was based solely on one line of scripture from Jesus, who says, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms." So I thought of heaven as a kind of hotel. And God was a sort of hotel manager. And when you got to heaven, you would check in. God would give you the keys to your room, and you'd go to your room. It'd be a really nice room, a great view. And you'd more or less be on your own. And if you needed anything, you can call God at the concierge desk. And if you didn't need anything, well, that was okay too. And this, I think, is our impression of God even here and now. We go to him when we need him, maybe to ask for something, maybe to say thank you. And these are all good things to do. But this kind of thinking about God can lead us to think of God as maybe a bit distant from us, that he's a little bit impersonal, and that he doesn't care whenever things don't go our way or don't go as planned. But the doctrine of the Trinity reveals that God is something more. It tells us that God, because God is this intimate relationship of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because of that, we can have a relationship with him. In our first reading today and the psalm, we get a sense that as human beings, we are the cherry on top of the sundae that is God's creation. At the end of the first reading, we hear that God delights in the children of Adam. And who are the children of Adam? That's all of humanity. It's us. God didn't have to create us, but he did it out of love for us. And not only that, God delights in us. And the psalm takes it one step further. The psalmist says, "When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what is a man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you care for him?" This means that God not only delights in us, but now we are on his mind. You know, he cares for us. And God is drawing us closer and closer to himself. What that means is God is opening to us his own life, his interior inner life. Now, I did learn something at the seminary that I'm going to share with you now. One image of the Trinity that has spoken to me and I want to share today is the image from Saint Irenaeus of Lyon. He was one of the first bishops in what we would call modern-day France at the end of the second century. So a very early and important figure in the early church. And actually, to my surprise, he was only named a doctor of the church earlier this year in 2022. I thought he was already a doctor of the church, but I guess not. But what that means is his writings are very, very important for our understanding of our faith. And the image he proposed about the Trinity was this: that the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are like the two hands of the Father drawing all creation back to himself, almost embracing us. Now, perhaps it's because I was remembering my first days here at St. Ignatius back in 2019. Back then, we didn't have COVID-19 at the time, but I remember the huge welcome that I received here at St. Ignatius. I remember the hugs. Now, this is going to sound a little cheesy, but maybe the Trinity is God's way of giving us a hug, those two hands. He wants us to turn away from this sin in our lives and to turn towards him, to be part of his inner life, to share in his glory, and even to share in his love. That is the promise we have from the second reading from St. Paul. In it, we see how the two hands of the Father are at work. On the one hand, the Son. Paul says, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we boast in our hope of sharing in the glory of God." What we've been celebrating the past 50 days of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, we've been celebrating the peace and reconciliation with God the Father that Christ obtained for us on the cross. Because of Christ's sacrifice, as St. Paul says, we share in the glory of God. To share in the glory of God means to be part of God's own life, his inner life. So that's the first hand, sharing in the glory of God through Jesus Christ. And on the other hand, remember the two hands, we have the Holy Spirit given to us, breathed on us at Pentecost. From that second reading from Romans again, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our relationship with God then is not with some far and distant God, but with a God who is close, who embraces us and pours his love into our hearts. That is the meaning of the Holy Trinity in our lives. So, okay, now that we have an image of our triune God and how he relates to us, you know, what do we do with this? How do I live my life, my relationships, and even my own vocation with this? This love that has been poured into our hearts is meant to be shared with others. That's how we live this. It's not for us to keep to ourselves, but to extend it to others. Since we're made in God's image, we are called to reflect the love that is within the Trinity with others. And in my own reflections on the Trinity and our parish here, St. Ignatius of Loyola, I couldn't help but think what God is doing here right now. Father Mike, over the past couple of months, has been updating me. And last weekend, I watched the live stream for Pentecost. And it was beautiful to see people who felt a calling to this missionary partnership with St. Rillibrod's Parish. They were all up here. Some have discerned to take part in this mission, and others are discerning their role in that mission. And so today on Trinity Sunday, can I suggest that this partnership is an image, it's a reflection of the Trinity. Remember St. Irenaeus' image of God the Father's two hands drawing all creation back to himself. That's missionary work here in Montreal. The love you have for the people here in Montreal motivates you to send out your own parishioners to draw others closer to God. Sending out. Whether through this partnership or in other ways in our daily lives, we are called to draw others to God the Father. And so today, we give glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Even though we can't fully understand what this means, we can be assured that God wants us to be part of it, part of his own life forever. God is not an impersonal and distant God. He's not some snooty hotel concierge, but a God who is very close to us, even now, closer than we can ever imagine. And knowing that removes a lot of fear and helps us to endure the sufferings that come with life. He's a God who delights in us, who cares for us, who invites us to share in his glory and pours into our hearts his own divine love, all because he is a Trinity of persons. And so our response to this immense gift we have received can only be what we hear at the end of every Mass, and that is today to go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.